Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Before I begin today's podcast, I just want to share with you the cutest thing that happened yesterday. My daughter sent me a little video of our granddaughter, who's now 5 months old, and she was giggling at one of their dogs that was wearing one of these cones because she had hurt herself and she was healing. And every time this dog walked past her, she just giggled in the most cutest way. And I found myself watching this video over and over, and then I noticed that I had this huge grin on my face. My whole body had relaxed, my whole perspective had shifted, and I was just like in such a great mood. And it just made me realize how that little incident had anchored me. I'd been so busy yesterday, and that little incident had anchored me and just sort of brought me back to a sense of peace and calm and reality. And today I'm going to talk about how we can anchor ourselves by using an active reach, which is the fifth part of my neurocycle. And it really helps to just anchor us. When we think of cute little things like my daughter's giggling is an example of visualizing something simple, calming, sweet, and effective as a way of actually helping to anchor us back in reality and help us through the day. So I'm going to be sharing, as I mentioned, from one of my most recent NeuroLives, which I do inside my NeuroCycle app. It's a webinar feature that we have inside the app. So if you download the app, you'll be able to access the full webinar. And I have a whole lot of other webinars as well of different topics to help you with your mental health. But in today's particular topic, I'm going to talk about the active reach, which is the fifth step of my NeuroCycle process. And it is a statement or a visualization or a combination of statements and visualizations that will help you to anchor you in whatever mental health work that you're doing. But before we dive in, if you're hearing this, you are currently not on the NeuroCycle app and will only be hearing the first half of this conversation. And in order to hear the full episode on how to use active reaches to anchor you, you will need to subscribe to the NeuroCycle app, where you can listen to the full episodes in the NeuroLife section. So go and look for those. Those details will be in the show notes, and let's dive into today's podcast. Welcome to tonight's NeuroLife, and I'm going to be talking about active reaches tonight. So the active reach is, I'm going to say it's one of my favorite parts of the NeuroCycle, but every single part of the NeuroCycle is my favorite part. But so this is just one of the favorite parts, but it's so powerful. It helps so much. You know, when you are stuck in those thoughts that are driving you crazy, that just keep you stuck, that you find yourself just constantly going back to, like you may be working and you work concentrating, and then you suddenly look up and you find your mind just going back to something that's been worrying you or that you're working through, or you find yourself slipping into maybe negative rumination where it's dragging you down and you're going round and around, and then you get back to work again, and then you get up and make some coffee or something and you find yourself going back to that again. And so on and so on. This is where an active reach is amazing, because an active reach will help anchor you in the day and keep you moving forward. Because we know that if we get stuck in ruminations in a negative sense, if we go round and round and round, we'll go down. But if we recognize the rumination, acknowledge the rumination, add an active reach to the rumination, we actually progress forward. Okay, so the active reach doesn't work on its own. It has to fit in the NeuroCycle. It's kind of like landing a plane before you've even taken off. You can't do that. So a lot of people do active reaches just naturally. For example, people will grab an affirmation and they'll make little cards, or they'll put it in their phone and they'll have reminders, and or they'll have start the day and say 10 affirmations. And not that I am against affirmations, but if you just do that without doing them in the context of the NeuroCycle, they don't work as well. They're more like a band-aid on the solution. But you can't keep saying something over and over again and then think that that's going to actually convince you to change your mindset. In other words, change your brain. So yes, saying something over and over again is going to plant it, but you make such a little, small, tiny tree that doesn't actually grow. So affirmations do plant into your network, because if you say something over and over for 63 days, it's going to form into a network in your brain. But if you haven't contextualized it within the framework of the five steps of the neurocycle, then it doesn't actually grow big. It just becomes a kind of, here's a good example. You know how trees are connected with roots and branches and all that stuff? Think of those, there's certain types of plants where they grow, but it's like they stand, they're like reeds that sort of stand next to each other. So they don't have branches coming out of each other. So there's a lot of them next to each other. That's what an active reach, you could visualize that in your brain if you do an active reach only and you don't do the other four steps of the neurocycle prior to that. It's just going to grow these separated little plants that don't really do anything. They're just stuck there. They're just these little separated things that aren't growth and life like a tree is and growing big and influencing you. So just to try and give you an analogy. Okay, so an active reach helps then to practice and apply what you've learned in the prior four steps. So as we know, it's gather, awareness, reflect, metacog, recheck. And then out of those four steps, you will create the active reach that you need in that day. If you just come in and choose an affirmation, it may be that you're battling with an identity crisis, or you're battling with just overwhelm, or you're battling with anxiety, or you're battling with just getting something done, or in a relationship issue, or whatever it may be. Just believing in yourself, that kind of thing. Just taking a bunch of really good quotes and statements and things like that, and just saying them over and over again is not resolving anything. As I've mentioned, it's not going to fix anything. It's not what you need actually. It's just going to help you to a certain extent. You're going to grow those little things in your networks, and they will be helpful. I'm not saying that they're not going to be helpful, but a true act of reach grows out of the work that comes before, and it's what you need in that moment, in that day, to help you get through the day. Because the work you've done of the previous four steps shifts your mind-brain-body network and taps into the non-conscious wisdom part of you and finds what it is that you need that day. So sometimes finding an active reach, you really think about it. You really got to think about it. You really got to tune in and do that work, and then you'll find that's something that is going to anchor you through the day. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. Did you know that it's important to shift your skincare routine with the seasons? Things like dry, flaky skin, redness, even fine lines and wrinkles are a reflection of what's happening at the cellular level. So give your skin the TLC it needs to stay healthy, smooth, and hydrated as you move into warmer weather. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged, aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. Instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect them against the elements. They have a full line of face and body products, including OS1 Shield, an SPF that prevents UV-induced aging and repairs cellular aging all at once. And for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code DRLEAF when you check out at oneskin.co. I love OneSkin's topical face, eye, body, and shield, which I use with my other products and easily fits into my daily skincare routine. It has significantly reduced my redness and the dry skin I get from traveling for work, and has made a big difference not just to my appearance, but also to my skin comfort. No matter the season, you can keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin. They are truly the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code DRLEAF at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code DRLEAF. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, new healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. The link and details will be in the show notes. So what does it look like? What is an act of reach? You know, what is it? Now, it can be a statement. It can be a statement that could be your favorite quote. It could be an affirmation. It could be just a phrase that you create. It's something that you basically will say to yourself
So that's why I like to put that, it's a, you're in the act of each reminders, you put that in your reminder and set it to go off at least 7 times a day. Now, when you are saying this act of reach to yourself or reading it when it pops up, and maybe you just read it in passing, maybe you read it out loud, maybe it's a combination of those, maybe you read it and you think a little bit more about it, maybe you even go into your phone and, you know, add a little bit to your act of reach to expand it a little bit, or make some notes, or you find yourself thinking, you know, that you've given it some time and attention when it pops up, and that is making it stronger. So it's making it, it's progressing you forward. It's actually helping you to move towards the new reconceptualized way of thinking, because you, in the neurocycle, you're embracing, processing and reconceptualizing, you're deconstructing and reconstructing. And the act of reach that every single day is moving you in that direction. It's helping to grow and stabilize and automatize that thought. So doing it 7 times a day at least keeps it into the conscious, makes you consciously aware of it. And that statement, you'll talk in more details and I'm going to give examples, but it keeps you in consciously aware. And if you are consciously aware of something, at least seven times a day, when you deliberately and intentionally read something, focus on it, speak it out loud. Same thing, 7 times a day, you are making it bigger. You're giving it more energy. You're putting like wave and on top of a wave and making it more impactful. You are helping yourself prepare for the next day. What's also fantastic about the act of reach is not only is it doing all those things where it's helping move you forward and progress and stabilize the thought and those things, but it is also a way of helping to, and I keep saying the word anchor, but helping you in those ruminating thoughts like I was describing, when you go and make the coffee and you look out the window and all that stuff, and you find yourself, your mind going back to the negative thing that or the toxic thought, and you might find yourself, you know, going down a bit of a rabbit hole. Catch yourself, acknowledge the little rabbit hole. Okay, I'm thinking about that again. I went down that route. Maybe you make a note so you acknowledge and don't deny what you were thinking about. If you see it was what you thought about 5 minutes before, and 5 minutes before that, and 5 minutes before that, and what you actually thought about when you did the neurocycle, let's say you're doing it in the morning, and you actually see that you seen that whatever the problem was, and you'd actually given yourself the little act of reach for the day, and you find yourself going back to that spot literally before the recheck where you kind of regressed. In other words, in the rumination, if you find yourself going back to where you left off this morning and then even further back, then you know you need to stop and catch yourself, because you're kind of unwinding the work that you've done. So you don't want to unwind the work that you've done. You want to keep it wound up. And so it helps to anchor you back. It's okay, I'm not going to think about that now. This is where I ended off. This active reach is keeping me moving forward. Tomorrow, when I dive into the neurocycle again, I can deal with those things. So I've acknowledged them. I've written them down. I've made a note in my phone or whatever, that tomorrow when I do my neurocycle, I'll bring those aspects up so that I don't feel like I'm ignoring it and suppressing it. Because if you suppress something, it's going to be volcanic in nature. It's going to kind of slow down the process. So that's what the active reach is going to help you do. It's going to help you come back and keep you on target to move forward instead of getting stuck and going backwards. So it's progressive. It's progressing you forward. So it's a practicing. It's an applying of what you've done during the course of the day. Doesn't work on its well on its own, as I explained. If we try and fly a plane without land a plane, but you haven't even taken off, it's going to happen. Okay. So we, as you know, the neurocycle, I use that plane analogy quite a bit, where you prepare the plane, it takes off, flies and lands, and the preparing and the taking off is to gather awareness, and then the reflect and the metacogging recheck are the flying, and the active reach is the landing of the plane. So each day you want to go through that cycle and you want to land your plane. And when you land your plane, that's your chance of also resting. So an active reach is also kind of like a resting phase, where you are doing work, but you're not doing that, you're doing the work. It's a joyful, progressive, forward moving, stabilizing type work versus a deconstructing and reconstructing, which is really hard work. So that the act of reach, therefore, is giving you a sense of relief and a sense of peace and a sense of, I could just hang on to this and I'll be okay. And tomorrow I'll pick up. The mistake that a lot of my patients made, that I've made, that a lot of millions now from this platform have made, and people send me emails and comments and so on, that I know this happened, is that you think, oh gosh, okay, I can do more than what I can do in a day. And you think, well, I got so far today. So let me just, you know, let me follow with this active reach is going and negative rumination, let me work some more. But that can make you tired. It's better to keep to around 15 minutes a day. And on the odd day, maybe you go to 30 to 45 minutes, especially when you start each, at the beginning of each neurocycle, you may spend longer at the beginning just to get yourself going and, you know, get the thought identified and named and that sort of thing. But you don't want to do too much. It's so draining. Your brain and conscious mind will get really, really tired. And then it flows into the rest of the day and you feel tired when you're tired than what you maybe should feel, or you start feeling more negative when, you know, about things just because you're in that exhausted state. So the active reach is also there to prevent that from happening, to prevent you from overtaxing the emotional side of what you're doing. Okay. And then, so a couple of other things, the active reach is like a summary of the day's work. It's like a full stop that you can do to help you gain mental peace and progress forward to empowerment through the day. It helps us, the active reach also helps us find ways to navigate through the day. So if you're having a bad day, the active reach is a wonderful thing to fall back on. So you don't have to only do it 7 times a day. You can do it as many times as a day as you would like. Some days you may do it way more than other days, but it's good to do at least 7, because it's those 7 conscious points that will then help to anchor it and keep it more stabilized and start doing all the things that I've been describing. Okay, so, and I'm looking down just because I don't want to miss anything out. Okay, so it's an action step to anchor you. It happens throughout the day. When you practice it 7 times a day, the more you practice it, the more it just pops up into your brain and it guides you. Now, the active reach, what people often ask me is, should you do the same active reach for all 63 days? Some people do. It's so different for each person. And maybe that does work for you. Maybe you do one for the first 21 days and you have another one for the next 42 days. Maybe you make a new one every 21 days. Maybe you make a new one every single day. Maybe you have one base one and you keep adding to that each day. Maybe you do completely different ones each day. Maybe you do one every week. So you make one every 7 days. It's so different for every person, and it's so different for every situation. It's so different for every person who is doing this, because you've each got your own unique way of working. Okay. So what is one, when you're doing the active reach, it's helping you not to hold on to that toxic thought. So that's another thing it does, is it releases you, it's one more severing of that toxic part of your tree that is the thought tree that is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Because eventually that past story will shrink and get really small, and the healthy one will get nice and big and healthy and take over the unhealthy one, the unhealthy part, because you're healing the root. And the active reach is helping in that direction as well. So it's kind of like the Kintsugi principle. When you do an active reach, and what I've got over here to explain that is, I've got a little Kintsugi vase, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, but you can see the little gold over here and there's like a little crack over there. So this is the Kintsugi principle. It's like an art principle that when something breaks, they don't throw it away. They gather all the pieces together and then they stick it back together with glue, with gold lacquer. So what you have is this, what supposedly is an imperfect vase, but it's actually perfect because that's what we like, with all these cracks and things in it. Such a great analogy. And so the active reach is kind of solidifying that. Your active reach is reminding you that, you know, this is you're healing, and that's all part of your character development, and you don't have to feel bad about that in your life. That this is actually beautiful because you've grown forward. You know, you put back together, and these are the little marks, the parts of your story that have now shrunken and gone and are not controlling you anymore and have been turned around. You've reconceptualized them. So the active reach is helping us to get into this kind of Kintsugi state. So let's have a look at just what you can do, just in terms of understanding the structure. It can be, as I said, an affirmation, a little prayer. It could be a statement. It could be a quote that you love. It could be something you make up. But it's, once again, any of those, they need to grow out of the previous 4 steps. If you just come in and do it, as I keep saying, it's not going to work. But so sometimes you're, as you go through the 4 steps, a quote is, but there's some quote that's beautiful that works, or there is an affirmation that you want to say to yourself, but it's the right one because you've gone through the previous steps. Okay. So I do encourage you to try and get 2 parts to your active reach. And that the first part is to get a self encouraging type statement that that invokes kindness and patience and gratitude to yourself for the work that you've done. Very important, because that will shift your neurophysiology, shift your mindset, shift your expectation. It helps your heart to release hormones that will help you to have more peace. You'll increase your theta wave in your brain, which is the healing and sense sort of healing. It's basically a healing wave that's moving through your body, which is really great. It helps with the immune system function. It helps to reduce stress. So getting this self-encouraging, kind, patient, gratitude type mindset is really important. Also, your heart generates an electromagnetic field. And when you are in kindness and gratitude to yourself by saying these statements, you generate this field that works with the, it basically matches with the theta wave and the balance of waves energy, which is energy. The theta wave is the frequency of the brain energy. It's one of the frequencies, and that particular frequency has been very associated with when you are in gratitude and a sense of peace and a sense of calmness and gratitude, especially self-kindness. And that's what the active reach will help to do.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Relationships are hard work, but they truly make life worth living. Just thinking about my own marriage, it hasn't always been easy, and we still have our ups and downs. But after decades together, working on ourselves and through our issues and making an effort to truly be there for each other, I can honestly say my life is so much more with my husband in it. But a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. And therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. Therapy is an incredibly helpful mental health tool that everyone can benefit from, wherever they are in life. It's helpful for learning positive relationships and coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/Dr. Leaf today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes.
And then the other thing that the other part is, so it's to get a nice statement. And then that's the first part. And for example, things like, I can do this. I'm going to give you a bunch of examples in a moment. And then the second part is, what can I do today to practice what I've learned from steps 1 through 4 to help me cope? So that's to find, it's a self-encouraging statement. You want to always have the kindness element. Then you can ask yourself, what can you do from the previous 4 steps? What from those 4 steps can you do today that's really going to encapsulate what you've done today and help you move forward? Now, you ask yourself that kind of question. What can I do today? This is to help you generate the active reach, to practice what I've learned from steps 1 through 4 to help me cope today, to help me practice today, to help me learn, to help me anchor. And remember, it's kind gratitude, like I said in the first part. And so, you know, what can you do? So self-encouraging statement, then what could you do? And then you could also, that second part, the doing, could also be, you could also do a visualization. So let me give you an example. Maybe the self-encouraging statement part could be something like, I can do this. And listen to the tone of my voice. Listen to how it's changing. I can do this. Even smile at yourself. Even practice saying it in front of a mirror. I can do this. Nice, gentle voice. And then maybe your little, what can you do today? So that's what you're saying today, is I can do this. Can you, you don't always have to, but can you pair this with doing something? Like maybe as you say, I can do this, what you could do is you could smile at yourself. You could give yourself a high five. You could tap on the floor. You could, so you associate some kind of little movement with the statement. Or you can visualize something. So you could visualize a beautiful pink rose. I'm obsessed with pink, as you probably know by now. Normally I'm always wearing pink, but I've got pink nails, okay, tonight. So you could, I can do this. Maybe it's a smile and you remember yourself smiling. And maybe you imagine this beautiful, close your eyes and just see that beautiful bouquet of pink roses. And so as you're going through the day, now you move out of the neurocycle, you're in your work, you're doing whatever, you're in a meeting, and you find yourself, something triggers you, and whatever you're working on, maybe a self-esteem thing, or you're worried about something not being completed or finished, and that thought comes rushing up and you're working on that. So immediately you can say, I can do this in your mind. If you can say it out loud, great. But if you're in the presence of other people, you could just literally be looking forward. I can do this. Smile. Remember the smile. Just put a little smile on your face and imagine the roses. It's going to take you a couple of seconds. I can do this. And imagine the roses. So that combination, as you use that during the day, it's doing all those anchoring, moving you forward, practicing, et cetera, et cetera. And now tomorrow it might change into something else. So let me give you another example for a statement. I'm just going to go through a bunch of them and just give you a statement. Remember the kindness, gratitude, a statement that encourages you. Here's another one. This anger is not who I am. I'm just dealing with a habit I set up in my mind to cope. And I'm doing something about it. So that's a little bit longer than the other one. It doesn't matter how long they are. You don't want to make them too long. So then it's a lot to say. So I wouldn't really go too long, but this is a good length. So this is an example. Maybe you're working on anger. And so in kindness to yourself, this anger is not who I am. I'm just dealing with a habit I set up in my mind to cope. I'm doing something about it. And maybe what I'm doing, I'm putting my hands together. I'm doing something about it. That could be your movement. Or it could be you imagine, your visualization could be maybe something like you running along the beach. I'm just making up stuff and I'm going along. Or you just have the statement. So kindness to yourself, gratitude, gentleness. That's how you shroud this thing. A statement that is kind and great and showing that kindness and gratitude. Pair it with an action, something simple, like a smile, a high five. Imagine yourself running along the beach. Well, that's visualization. And then the third thing is you can pair it with a visualization, running along the beach, a white rose, taking your hands, all that kind of thing. So a statement, an action, and a visualization. You don't have to have all three. You can have all three. You can have one. You can have two. You can have three.
I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.